I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to a new episode of the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League. Guys, this is the official week one, playoff week one episode. But what we're going to do today, because give me a second. I'm going to turn off these. God damn, man. Okay. Jesus. Okay. What we're going to do today is we are going to cover round one. And are we covering round two of the playoffs? Oh, yeah, we're covering round two of the playoffs as well, guys. So, as everybody knows, Christmas was this past week. My dad got me an early Christmas gift. He got me a brand new desk. I had to actually remove both of my desks that were in my room. By the time I got my desk out of my room, because I had to declutter, I had to move everything around, I had to get rid of things that were in my room to make room for the new desk. And by the time I was finished, we had difficulties with the desk. We got the wrong screws. We had the wrong legs. We had to wait for the right legs to come in. I had already thrown my desk, you know, so we just kind of got swamped by the holidays. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, I guess it isn't the worst thing because, excuse me, my bad. That was my microphone. I guess it wasn't the worst thing because I did lose round one, you know, so I was prepared to come on here and be upset, cry a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Probably drink a lot. But for the most part, you know, God blessed us with the little technical difficulties, and allowed me a week, you know, to get over it. I got to enjoy the holidays with my family. And, you know, guys, we're back at it, you know. So everybody who won in the first round, everybody who, you know, advanced from 3D FFL wildcard weekend, we didn't forget about you. Here we are. We're going to cover that week. Actually, I'm not going to cover both weeks. What I'm going to do is I'm going to record this podcast individually, and then I'm going to record round two when I get home, and then I'll put them both out today. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't forget about you guys. The podcast is obviously not canceled. It's just like I said, we ran into issues. That week one loss was devastating. I spent the holidays with my family. I spent the holidays with my son, most importantly, because I had him the entire week. So it's just been, I needed the holidays, guys. I needed the holidays. After 200,000 streams, after one song a month for the entire year, after a week, after one podcast a week for the entire year, plus a podcast a month, you know, plus day one vibes, plus future American leaders of Texas, plus music videos, it got crazy. You know, and I kind of just felt like we could use this time to just take a break. You know, we have a reason not to record the podcast. And that being said, here we are back at it. So everybody who advanced in round one, congratulations. We're going to talk about that. We're going to go over that today. And, you know, I hope you guys are happy because I came up short in round one. And I can't believe it. I'm upset. But shout out to the chosen one. Shout out to TP. Shout out to Terrence Pryor, the chosen one. You know, I just came up short, guys. That at the end of the day, that's all it was, because I had the final score was 115.44 to 87. The chosen one had Lamar Jackson with 18.5, Javonte Williams with 4, Bijan Robinson with 0.4, AJ Brown with 10, Terry McLaurin with 26, Trey McBride with 20. Ezekiel Elliott with 9.6, Cleveland's defense with 14, and Justin Tucker with 12. And guys, here we go. We're going to talk about my lineup. We're going to talk about what happened. The Signs in Sports podcast, we had Justin Fields with 9.6, Derrick Henry with 5, Najee Harris with 1.3, CeeDee Lamb with 18.6, Mike Evans with 15.7, George Kittle with 7, David Njoku with a huge 26.4 game, 10 catches, 100 yards, and a touchdown. Dallas's defense gave me -1, and Brandon Aubrey gave me 4. The reason that I played Justin Fields and not Jalen Hurts, which wouldn't have meant anything at the end of the day anyways because I lost. my best players, guys, just didn't show up. Derrick Henry gave me 5 points. Najee Harris gave me 1. You know, CD only gave me 18. Mike Evans only gave me 15. George Kittle, 7. You know, and in my flex where I put David and Njoku, my flex ended up giving me the best game of the week, you know, and that doesn't make any sense when I spent so much capital on these players. Guys, I drafted Justin Fields in the 5th round, bro. I drafted him in the 4th round, 46th overall. Didn't play the entire year for me. He comes back. He has 1 good game of 20 points. And then he gives me 9.6 the following week in round 1 of the playoffs. He was my only option because Jalen Hurts was sick. They didn't know if he was going to play on Monday. And it was just a bad storm, guys, of just the wrong things happening at the wrong time. I had a lot going on. I was finishing off music videos. I was marketing. I was promoting. I was getting the Gifted and Gorgeous girls together. I wanted the $1,000. We didn't come away with it. It is what it is. At the end of the day, we tried. You know, I did not expect to be bounced in the first round of the playoffs. But at the end of the day, we should have tried harder and we should have been more attentive, you know, and we should have kind of kept with it a little bit longer. And maybe we would have come away with that victory. But at the end of the day, we didn't. This is where we're at, where we are at. And I guess this is where we're going to have to go, you know. So that first matchup was the Signs and Sports Podcast 87.04 losing to the Chosen One 115.4. The next matchup that we have is Team Gucci, 122.2, falling to Godfather 100, 138.4. Team Gucci had Brock Purdy with 26, Tony Pollard with 7, Raheem Mostert with 18, Michael Pittman Jr. with 12, Cortland Sutton with 12, Travis Kelce with 7.8, Travis Etienne with 10, Miami Dolphins defense with 22, and Tyler Bass with 7. 138.4 for Godfather 100, Matt Stafford 18.5, Joe Mixon 15, James Conner 18, Devontae Adams 24, Curtis Samuel 21, Sam Laporte 28, Tyler Lockett 5.1, San Francisco's defense 9, and Brandon McManus with negative 1. That was Team Gucci falling to Godfather 100 and Godfather 100 advancing to the second round of the playoffs. And then we had Who Wants to Smoke with the bye week. And we had Lions Fan Team No Smoke with the bye week. So we have Lions Fan Team No Smoke moving on. We have Godfather 100 moving on. We have Who Wants to Smoke moving on. And we have the Chosen One, TP, Terrence Pryor, moving on. At this point, guys, I'm rooting for Terrence Pryor. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm not going to lie to you guys because if he beat me in round one, the only thing that'll bring me any solace, the only thing that'll bring me any peace to my life after losing these $1,000 that I could have easily won if Derrick Henry would have just done what he had to do is going to be that I lost to the champion. So Terrence Pryor, I hope you pull it out. I'm not going to lie to you. Guys, y'all's money is there. Upon completion of the final week, we will have the money distributed to whoever it is that wins. To the four of you who are left, guys, good luck, man. Good luck. Good luck. Congratulations to getting to the second round. And I hope you guys, you know, I hope you guys do well. You know, I hope you guys have fun. We actually have gotten to round two, and we're going to talk about that in the next episode because we are recording this one a little bit late. Don't forget that. Round two, guys, the matchups are Godfather 100 taking on Lions Fan Team No Smoke. And then we got the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, taking on Who Wants to Smoke. So it's going to be a good round two, and I can't wait to see what happens. Let's check out the final standings. We have Who Wants to Smoke finishing number 1, Godfather finishing number 2, Team Gucci finishing number 3, The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor finishing number 3, tied with Team Gucci, and that Team Kenny Johnson finishing number 5. That was for Zone 3. For Zone D, we had Lions Fan Team No Smoke, number one. The 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, number two. Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand, number three. Rub-A-Dub Chubb, number four. And Showtime Mary Williams, number five. So, guys, there's not a lot left to talk about when it comes to the playoffs and when it comes to what's happening in the playoffs. So, it's a shorter episode because there were only two matchups. There are only two people advancing, you know, and then two people had a bye week. So the next thing, we're not going to do ads today. The next thing that we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about the league. We're going to talk about the fact that, well, at least I moved on in this league because I had a bye week in week one. I didn't have to worry about it. And I'll see them next week, hopefully trying to get myself another ring. We have Sleeper Nation with the bye week, the first seed. We have Design Gifted with the number two seed and another bye week. And our two matchups, guys, we have Team No Fine Please, the number five seed, taking on the number four seed, Strange Animals. And we have Team Quater Tots, number six, taking on Two Infinity and Bijan, number three. So let's talk about what happened. Because as everybody knows, Marco's moving on with the number one seed. And your boy is moving on with the number one seed. So let's look at, what do y'all want to do first? 6-3 or 5-4? Let's do 6-3. We have Team Quater Tots taking the victory, the number six seed over the number three seed. We got 117.8 to 100.4. Team Quater Tots had Jalen Hurts with 23, Kyren Williams with 16, Stephon Diggs with 9, AJ Brown with 14, George Kittle with 19, Tua Tagovailoa with 15.5, and TJ Edwards with 6 points. Philadelphia's defense had 5 and Brandon Aubrey had 9. Two Infinity and Bijan had 100.4. He had Brock Purdy 3.4, Saquon Barkley 19.4, Deebo Samuel 9.4, Rashid Rice 11.7, TJ Hawkinson 9.8, Matt Stafford 20.7. Alex Singleton, 13. Kansas City's defense with 7. And Jake Moody with 6. So that was Team Quater Tots taking down 2 Infinity and Bijan, 117 to 100. And Team Quater Tots will be advancing to face Design Gifted in the second round of the playoffs, the number 2 seed taking on the number 6 seed. Next matchup that we have, guys, we're going to talk about Team No Fine Please. The number 5 seed taking on the number 4 seed, both 8-7. This should be a good match to talk about. Let's see what happens. Team No Fine Please ended up falling to Strange Animals 114 to 170. Wow, what a victory. What a big game. And what a lineup decision. What a lineup period for Strange Animals. It's going to be very difficult to take down Lamar Jackson with 23, Christian McCaffrey with 26, Justin Jefferson with 27, Amon-Ra St. Brown with 30, David Njoku with 16, Dak Prescott with 18, Frank Aluakon with 12, Buffalo Bills defense with 7, and Cairo Santos with 10 points. Team No Fine Please had Josh Allen with 25, Joe Mixon with 9, Devontae Adams with 1.4, Devonta Smith with 18, Dallas Goedert with 14, Jared Goff with 14.2, Zaire Franklin with 13, San Francisco's defense with 3, and Jake Elliott with 17. That was Team No Fine Please falling to Strange Animals 114.6 to 169.4. So, Those were the two matchups in the 3D WFL The League Wildcard Weekend. We had Team No Fine Please falling to the number 4 seed at the number 5 seed, 169 to 114. And we have the number 3 seed, 2 Infinity and Bijan, falling to the number 6 seed, 117.8 to 100. The matchups for round 2, guys, are going to be Strange Animals versus Sleeper Nation. The number 4 seed at 8-7, Trey Signs, the 3 to the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, taking on Sleeper Nation, Marco Cabrera, 9-6, the number one seed. And then we have Team Quater Tots at 6-9 in the sixth seed, taking on the number two seed, 9-6, Design Gifted. So we are either going to see a championship between the Signs household, Strange Animals, and Team Quater Tots. We're going to see the official Brother Bowl in the championship, Strange Animals versus Design Gifted. We're going to see the Cinderella story get 1 week closer to completion if Marco Cabrera can take down the number four seed and do what he has to do to get to the championship. Or we're going to see a completely random matchup like Sleeper Nation and Team Quater Tots. And above all, guys, and finally, the last possibility is the two best teams in the league moving on to the championship and, you know, colliding and seeing who the actual best team was. And that will be Sleeper Nation, and that'll be Design Gifted. But I am extremely excited. I can't wait to see what happens. I can't wait to see what goes on. And guys, follow us on Spotify at DIG. Follow us on Spotify at True. Follow us on Spotify at True Rye Low, Tone G, True JB, True Merc, Chach with the Heat, and DIG. As I said, you can follow on Rumble to see every music video that drops next year. You can follow us at Design I Gifted. You can follow Future American Leaders of Texas on Facebook, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast on Facebook, Day One Vibes on Facebook, or the website www.dayonevibes.com. You can follow Gifted and Gorgeous with the baddest group of business women on the internet, Gifted and Gorgeous. You can follow our brand new clothing design line that is coming within the next few years, Gifted by Design. You know, and you could also follow God is Fixing Things Every Day for your faith and news about, you know, memes and motivation, faith, anything that you need. Guys, we got everything. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for tuning in to the round 1 week coverage. Guys, as I told you, this was going to be a short one because we were running late. We're trying to catch up. I'm going to have to record the next round, you know, here. Probably after work, you know, but I'm uploading this one right now. You guys are going to get this episode today. This is 2 days after Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody. I hope you guys enjoyed your holidays. I hope y'all got everything that y'all wanted. And at the end of the day, man, we may have lost, but we're still winning because we still got our community. We're still working towards everything that we're doing. We're still making big strides, small strides, whatever the case may be. And guys, we're really out here. You know what I'm saying? We're building, we're working, we're in South Texas. We're right between the Coastal Bend and the RGV. This is Falfurrias, Texas' very own 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Good luck, everybody, next week. Those of you who have advanced, I'll talk to you guys on the next one.
The realest underground entertainment, TRUE, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, the realest underground entertainment, Rye Low, Tone G, Merculation, DIG, JB, Chach with the Heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the realest underground entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the realest underground entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the realest underground entertainment. Get at your boys.